AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Travis McMichael is testifying at his murder trial in Georgia about his encounter with Ahmaud Arbery.
I get up to him again. I say, hey, I just want to talk to you. I want to know what's going on. He finally stops.
Arbery, who is black, was jogging through McMichael's neighborhood. He thought Arbery was a burglar. McMichael, who is white, says he tried to get Arbery to stop running and talk to him, but he did not. Why?
He may have been caught in that house again, and he's probably been caught on that property and is trying to evade, trying to avoid from being stopped by the police.
Arbery was shot and killed. Two other men are also on trial. In Wisconsin, Kyle Rittenhouse's attorneys have asked a judge to declare a mistrial before the jury reaches a decision, saying the defense received an inferior copy of a key video from prosecutors. Rittenhouse is accused of killing two people during a violent protest last summer in Kenosha. He used to call himself a QAnon shaman. Jacob Chansley, one of the January Capitol rioters, who was seen holding a spear with a horn fur hat, bare chest, and face paint, was sentenced to 41 months in prison. His attorney, Albert Watkins, says Chansley has taken responsibility for what he has done, but the sentence may have been too much.
I think there has been mischaracterization from time to time by the government that reflects an overzealous overreach.
On the day of the riot, Chansley scratched out a threatening note to then-Vice President Mike Pence saying, it's only a matter of time, justice is coming. The House is debating a measure by Democrats to censure Arizona Republican Paul Gosar over a tweet featuring anime that depicted him killing Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with a sword. Stock indexes are shuffling lower at the close on Wall Street, pulling a bit further off record highs. This is AP News. Poland says Belarus is taking away migrants from a border camp.
A day after Polish border guards train water cannons on a large number of migrants, Poland's president says there's no military threat at the EU's border with Belarus, where thousands of migrants watched over by Belarusian forces are pressing to reach the bloc's soil and where Poland has deployed troops in rear areas. On Tuesday, hundreds of migrants, including women and children, were moved from freezing camps on Belarus's border with Poland to a huge warehouse. And Germany's Angela Merkel spoke with Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko in an attempt to improve the worrying humanitarian situation for thousands of migrants at the border. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Energy companies including Shell, BP, Chevron and ExxonMobil offered a combined $192 million for drilling rights on federal oil and gas reserves in the Gulf of Mexico in the first government lease auction under President Biden. Ed Donahue, AP News.